This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hello, and welcome back to another bonus episode of Green and White, brought to you by Argyle Life. It feels like I've been doing an awful lot of these recently. Plymouth Argyle have announced the permanent signing, and I'm going to check with you here, Luke. Is it Sorinola?
Yeah, Matty Sorinola.
We'll go with that. Wingback, yeah. Matty Sorinola, who was previously on the books with both MK Dons, Swansea City, and I'm really bad at pronunciations, Union Saint-Gilloise? We'll go with that.
Saint-Gilloise? I'm not expert in that one.
I'm joined by a familiar face on this podcast now, Luke from Swanscast, to learn about our new man. How's things?
Yeah, good, thank you. How are things with yourself?
Yeah, good. Busy. Like we've had a bit of a mad January. I think yours has been a bit quieter, but
very quiet.
Yeah. Well, you've got a new manager. I'm sure we might touch on that in Thursday's time. But obviously, we've been catching up on an awful lot recently over the last couple of seasons. Obviously, first Morgan Whittaker, then Luke Condor, and now Matty Sorinola. A bit of an open-ended question, as I always start, because I can't really be bothered to prepare for these things. What can you tell us about our new man?
He had a loan spell at Swansea from, obviously, the club that's currently sitting top of the Belgium League. So I think maybe when he came here, they weren't doing quite as well as what they're doing now. But I can understand why he's maybe surplus to requirements there. He came to the Championship, played under Russell Martin, started the season kind of first choice wing back. The system that he deployed at Swansea, he needed attacking wing backs, and that's what he is. Okay, he's I guess the modern wing back or full back, you're finding a lot more players who are more competent going forward than maybe defending. The old-fashioned way would be defend first, attack later. It seems like quite often you're finding some of these young wing-backs coming through that are the opposite, and he's definitely one that fits that mould. I'm not saying he can't defend, but it definitely isn't his strongest point. But then at the same time, he's probably not as useful as having an out-and-out winger, if that makes sense. It puts him in a bit of a middle ground. But not to say he's not useful in a wing-back role. He had a couple of assists for us, caused a little bit of damage down the wide areas. And he got two goals during his spell at Swansea. However, he did fall out of the team. Definitely the second half of the season, he was a little bit less used than in the first half. In the first half when he was coming in, and he'd have some raw games or rough games, and I guess at first you're happy to give the time, but the more mistakes keep creeping in and you don't really see the improvement, I guess that's how he slipped down the pecking order. And what alarm bells ring for me is he ended the season quite often on the bench, losing out to Joe Latabodia and Harry Darling playing the right wing back role or right back role when we did switch to a back four, when he's a right wing back or right back by trade, losing out to centre backs in that position due to form and preference on the pitch. So maybe that says it all, and the fact that we didn't look to re-sign him afterwards, and he's a free agent now, by all accounts, went before he went to you, and we didn't really seem to bring him back. He's not awful. He's decent at this level. It's just, I think it's one that flattered to deceive a little bit while he was at Swansea.
Yeah, I was going to say, obviously, you've mentioned Russell Martin already. He's clearly a fan of him, having him at MK Dons and Swansea.
Yeah.
And there's rumours that he wanted him back at Southampton too. Is that because of his on-the-ball ability?
I wouldn't say his on-the-ball ability is anything special. I think it is a case of Russell Martin did bring a couple of players from MK Dons, you know, Harry Darling and Andy Fisher. Andy Fisher was apparently brought in for his ability on the ball, and if you ask any Swansea fans, they would hope to never see him play in the goal again. He's a very contentious
goalkeeper. Doesn't play the Swansea way.
Yeah, I think he just doesn't cope with pressure very well. He's quite a small built goalkeeper, and he doesn't always do shots top in the best. So then when you're making mistakes doing ball playing, which is kind of what you brought in for, it's like, well, why are you here, really? Mm-hmm. And we spent a bit of money on him as well. So it wasn't like we got him necessarily on the cheap. And the money we spent on him maybe it had an impact on areas we couldn't strengthen. So a bit of a bitter taste on him, but he's second choice for us now. I know we're not here to talk about him. But with Sorinola, he's another one of Martin's MK Dons, kind of like he didn't come direct from them, but obviously he brought him in on loan from Union. Based on his connections and what he would have known from him in the League One days. I think maybe he's probably a player that's in between League One Championship level. And when he came here, he wasn't quite able to sort of establish himself at Championship level. Like we've had Josh Key this year, who's been significantly better, who's also come from League One, but has definitely stepped up. Now, that's not to say that Sorinola can't, and maybe after having a year with us, that experience will have done him good. But the links with Southampton, I think, were just lazy paper talk because, as I said, he fell out of the team under Russell Martin towards the end of the season when we had our best form the last seven games of the season, where we didn't lose and only drew two of the games and won the rest. You know, he wasn't really getting on the pitch. There was rumours after Christmas that, you know, we'd fallen out with him and maybe there was attitude issues there. We let Michael Obafemi go for similar reasons, and he was kind of circulating that Sorinola was in a similar situation, and there was a bit of rumours he was going to get recalled or even the loan terminated, which didn't happen. But there was a long period where he didn't get on the pitch. It was a few matches he didn't even make the bench. So I'm not sure what happened there. That's all speculation. But yeah, like I said, we didn't look to go back in for him. And I mean, if Russell Martin took him to Southampton, I would have been shocked based on the riches that they've got as well, to be honest. But they got Kyle Walker-Peters, for example, and you wouldn't get on the pitch with someone like that there.
Yeah, exactly. I think where you describe him as a player where he's, you know, top-end League One, bottom-end Championship, I think that's where, obviously, we find ourselves both in terms of in the table and budgetary-wise. Obviously, we're in a slightly... fishing in a slightly different pond to most of the Championship, and we have to take these punts, and we don't currently have, apart from Joe Edwards, we only have one right back at the club. So it's, I think, you know, it's more needed than if we had time to mull this one over. Obviously, you've mentioned it already, but obviously, like most modern wing-backs now, they seem to be quite unbalanced. I mean, you've already mentioned this, but he's much more attacking than he is defensive. Yeah, I was going to say from his highlights, really, he seemed to be very, very high up on either side. Is that his main? I want to say strength, but obviously you sort of want defensive minded players in defensive roles, right?
Yeah.
But I suppose I'm just trying to extrapolate a strength from you here, basically, in a long winded way.
I think he's small, isn't he? He's quite a small built and. He has got a bit of pace to him. We haven't got an abundance of pace in our squad, and he probably would have been one of the quickest players that we had. And he can get into good forward positions. Like I said, he scored a few goals for us from wing back. And I think quite often you can get a wing back that doesn't get into those situations. Like I would say, even though Joe Latabodi came in quite often and took that role, as much as I said the fans weren't craving to have Sorinola back, I don't think they would have said no to taking him back. He's a good squad player. Like I feel like maybe I've talked quite negative. Like he isn't awful at all, like by any stretch. Oh,
as long as he's not awful, we'll take it.
But like there was frustration with Latabodi coming in for us that he wasn't given as much going forward. You definitely missed that from not having Sorinola. But maybe then you got more of the defensive side. But the way that our system worked, it was very, very evident when Latipodi was getting higher up the pitch areas that he was struggling to take players on and kind of make something happen. And he would work hard and run and do all those things, but he he's a centre back and you put him in positions up on the wing, so it was quite evident he wasn't that. But Sorinola coming in those areas when we're on top, on top of other teams, ahead in games or like controlling games, then yeah, you could see a lot of good things from him in terms of attacking other players and running. Not maybe what you get out of some of your players that you've got there already, like Whittaker's obviously doing really good things for you right now, but definitely useful. And I know the way that you play, you're scoring a lot of goals, and you're quite attacking and
just
countering.
Can't defend, basically, yeah.
Yeah, so I feel like you perhaps would suit your style and your system quite well, because I don't mean this in a disrespectful way, I find it quite exciting, but like quite often I see Plymouth games as trying to just score more than the opposition. So if that's the sort of way that you go into trying to approach the rest of the season, he could fit in there, because he could help with that sort of counter and like being on top. Even if you have one or two slip-ups and you're trying to get that extra goal over the opposition, I think he's sort of player that would fit into that sort of system. And on the counter as well, he's definitely got the pace to break away and do something.
Yeah, no, so obviously, I'll give you... not you personally, I'll give you some credit, but it's fair to say that as a fan base, you were quite wrong about Morgan Whittaker. Is there any chance lightning strikes twice here and that we actually pick up a real gem that you just didn't see? You just didn't see his talents?
There is a chance, but obviously I think Union have also had similar opinions. He hasn't really played a lot for them. But then at the same time, they're pushing on in Europe and doing things a little bit higher than the Championship, so maybe it's a different level, like he's not quite there yet. And I wouldn't write Sorinola off at all of being a solid Championship player, because I think that's probably where he is, especially mid-table, bottom half. Yeah. For us now, we've brought in Josh Key, so it's quite easy to see if they were both here, Sorinola's not starting if they're both fit, ever really. Currently, Josh Key and Ashby, our other right back, are both injured, so if Sorinola is here, then he does play. But yeah, there's definitely a chance that he can push on. I think he's still a young player, isn't he? He's still got time to develop. As for Whittaker, I feel like that's probably something we don't want to talk about right now, but mismanagement at his best, that's definitely what that is.
Not brilliant for us if he moves on, but brilliant for you if there's some sort of sell-on clause, which I'm pretty sure there is. Nothing hasn't been disclosed, but pretty sure you're going to be getting a sizable chunk of money when he goes to Brentford or West Ham or Fulham or Atalanta or wherever it is he's linked to next, to be honest. So I think that's good for you in some respects. I mean, obviously, you mentioned it at the top there. Obviously, new manager and Luke Williams, took you a while to appoint him, obviously, but feel like you got the right man.
Yeah. A lot of people are saying it's Russell Martin take two, I guess. And when Russell Martin left, there was a lot of discontent around leaving the style. For me, I was happy to try it. But I think Swansea Way is so embedded in the fan base, in the club and the culture, that if you're not going to do that, you kind of got to be successful. So Steve Cooper kind of did that, got us to the playoffs twice. And even though he did that, quite often you won't hear fans speak so favourably of Steve Cooper, even though he's technically our most successful manager since we got relegated. And Russell Martin came in, brought the style of play, but got two mid-table finishes. But because he was doing it the right way, if you like, fans were happy to give him time or a little bit more time. And Luke Williams, who was an assistant at Swansea under Russell Martin, is thought to and sounds like it's going to bring a very similar way of playing back to the club. So a lot of people are excited about it. It's hard to say if it's the right man until you see it, but from what you've seen at Notts County, from what he's done there, and the way that he's speaking, the way he's got himself involved in the club already, I think it should be a good appointment. And quite often we get it right. Maybe you could say Michael Duff was the wrong one. There was definitely good moments, and one of those was, I guess, unfortunately for yourself, down at Plymouth. But yeah, given time, it should be a good match.
Yeah, obviously, we play you soon. I'm very much looking forward to a 2-0 win in which Whittaker and Sorinola score. Very much looking forward to that. Back up at the Liberty. But yeah, is it the Liberty now, or is it the Swansea?
The Swansea.com stadium, yeah, because it was a very exciting name.
Yeah, it's been a very long time since I last visited there, so I'm looking forward to that. But thanks for your time, mate. Appreciate that.
Right.
I'm sure we'll catch up again soon.
There'll be a player somewhere else, I'm sure, along the line, going one way or the other.
I'm sure there will be. But I look forward to catching up when that happens. Cheers, mate. Thank you.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com. Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport, powered by fans.